In a nation reliant on fossil fuels, Keystone proponents promise a better future if the pipeline is built. Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu.
Energy independence for our nation is possible for the first time ever.
Opponents warn of an ecological disaster with a high human cost. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin.
Every dollar that we spend today on developing and using more fossil fuels is another dollar spent in digging the graves of our grandchildren.
At issue, expansion of North American pipelines to send an extra 830,000 barrels of Canadian oil daily to U.S. Gulf states. Environmentalists say the oil is not needed and will boost global greenhouse gases. Public Citizen Energy Program Director Tyson Slocum.
You've got other countries like the United States and others that have stepped up oil production. And so it's safe to predict that for the next several years, we're not going to be threatened by the types of supply-demand imbalance that caused a crisis in oil markets to push prices up.
Pipeline advocates note that reliable, affordable energy is a global concern. Heritage Foundation energy economist Nick Loris.
We need to get more people access to conventional fuels and affordable, reliable energy. And if you look at, you know, what people around the world say, according to United Nations surveys and things of that nature, up at the top of the list is access to affordable, reliable energy, and down at the bottom is action on climate change.
On this vote, the yeas are 252, the nays are 161.
The Republican-led House of Representatives approved the pipeline last week. Senate backers fell one vote shy of the three-fifths majority required for passage, but congressional approval is likely next year when Republicans will control both houses. The pipeline has strong support from Republican Mitch McConnell, who will be Senate Majority Leader in January and has already promised an early vote.
Keystone XL is just common sense. It's a shovel-ready jobs project that would help thousands of Americans find work. It would increase our supply of North American energy, and it would do all that with minimal net climate impact. That's why the American people support it.
The White House has hinted at a veto if and when the project is approved. President Obama is a proponent of alternative energy sources, as is Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer.
Let me tell you how you get energy independence. You produce what you can here, and we have been doing that where it's appropriate, and you also utilize the sun and the wind and the geothermal and the clean energies of the future that, believe me, when you embrace that clean energy agenda, you have far more jobs. You don't have pollution.
Polls show Americans concerned about climate change, but eager for cheaper fuel and more jobs. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.